Lema Misayele, which is on the third line down from the top of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Let's just review what we had here at the beginning of the sugya on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We had a statement here of Rabbi Chilkia, and he said that when it says in the Mishnah that a Metzora who shechted his Asham Bachutz, before the Zman, he's potu mikares. That's in a case, says Rav Chilkia, when he shechted it lishma, or he shechted it stam. And it's not roy lahakrova bifnim, and therefore you're potu bachutz. However, if he shechted it shalo lishma, for example, let's say he shechted this asham l'shem ola, and he did this bachutz, he's chayev. Why? Hoil v'roi l'shalo l'shmo bifnim. Meaning, had he done the exact same thing inside the Azorah, he was makrif his asham bifnim l'shem ola, the carbon would be kosher, because we're holding now like the shitas chachamim. We'll soon see that Rabbi Lazar disagrees, but according to the chachamim, if you shech the carbon asham shalo lishma, the carbon is kosher. And now that he shechted it shalo lishma bachutz l'shem ola, he's chayv koris. And the Gemara asked the following question on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis: if that's the case, then if he was makrivit lishma bachutz, he should be also chayev in this case of mitzora kodem zmano, because hol v'roi shalo lishma bifnim. It has the possibility of shalo lishma, and that would have been a kosher zevach. So now also we should see the zevach in terms of its potential, that it could be roi lovo lifnim. So the Gemara answers, no, boy akira, that it's not that the asham as is can be made into an ola, you know, magically it transforms itself into an ola, but rather you do an akira. An akira means you declare that this is an ola, I'm being makir of this l'shem ola. But until he does that akira, then it has a shem asham, and it's possible bifnim, because we're talking about a mitzora kodem zmano. And if you recall, in yesterday's shiur, we mentioned that Rav Huna finds this paradoxical, almost antithetical. How could it be that, according to Rav Chilkia, if this carbon was shechted lishma, this asham, it would be possible, but if it was shechted shalo lishma, it's kosher? That's antithetical. We have a principle that requires lishma, and every carbon that's brought lishma is kosher. If the carbon was shechted shalo lishma, that's a problem. So to say that dafka because he shechted shalo lishma it's kosher, Rav Huna doesn't accept that. The Gemara now raises an objection on the objection of Rav Huna, and I'll show you a case where you have a carbon that was shechted lishma, it's possible, but shalo lishma, it's kosher. And that's the case of Pesach B'Shayimos Hashana. And the Gemara says that Rav Huna is not impressed by that kasha, because he thinks that Pesach B'Shayimos Hashana doesn't have the status of a carbon Pesach, but rather it has the status of a carbon shlomim. And therefore, when he shechts it shalo l'shem Pesach, B'Shayimos Hashana, that's what makes it kosher, because it's shlomim. And here we're up to Lema Misayele. This is where we want to start the shiur today. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to Rabbi Chilkia, to Rav Chilkia, that dafka shalo lishma is kosher. And the Gemara now quotes a brisa. Yochol sha'ani motzi es af olas mechuser zman bebailim. The pasuk says, "Ve'al Pesach ol moed lo hevio," in the parasha of Chutz. I might think that we should exclude, based on this pasuk, even the case of an ola, which is mechusas man. Now we're taught there. We've discussed, there are two categories of mechusas man. Sometimes the zevach, the behemah itself, is mechusas man. Other times it's the bailim that's mechusas man. For example, in the case of mechusa kapora, of zav zava yoledes and mitzora, they haven't counted their zayin nekiyim yet. Or in the case of yoledes, she has to count her yemei tara. If that hasn't passed yet, they're not roy to bring their karbon. And in this case, if they brought the karbon before the zman, so they brought the ola before the zman of hakrova, and they brought it b'chutz. And here's the second case: v'osham, asham nazir, asham mitzora. In the case of a shchita b'chutz of asham nazir and asham mitzora, I might think that in these cases that we mentioned, they would be potur. Talmud Lomar, there's a pasuk here in the parasha of chutz that has a whole bunch of extra words, superfluous words that you're going to darsh. See if we can move over here for a second. What are these extra words? The pasuk reads the following: Ish ish. Again, in Vayikra Yud Zayin, that's our parsha of Chutz. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor o kesev o eiz b'machne o asher yishchat mi chutz l'machne. Now the words shor o kesev o eiz are superfluous words. The pasuk could have said asher yishchat b'machne o asher yishchat michutz l'machne, and we would understand that it's dealing, that the pasuk is addressing karbonos that are roi l'akrov, ashar kesef o eiz. And we darshin shor mikol makom, kesef mikol makom, eiz mikol makom. These extra words are coming to as a ribui for the case of shchita chutz, meaning outside the azara, of an ola that's mechusar zman, or the case of an asham nazir, asham mitzora, where they have a psul kol shehu, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, and yochayev. So the Gemara now is medayik from the Lashon of the Braisa. The Braisa mentions a karban ola and a karban asham. Ve'ilu chatos shaira. The Braisa omits any mention of chatos. There's no ribui for a chatos that has a psul and it was shechted b'chutz and yibichai f'chutz. And the Gemara tries to clarify what's the case of this brisa. B'mayas kinon, what psul was there in the asham that it needs a ribui that you be chayef for shchitas chutz? Ilema, if the case is an asham that was shechted b'chutz, an asham that was shechted b'chutz bizmano. In other words, it was higias mano lakrova and it was shechted l'shmo. Is my area asham? Afilu chatas nami. This would not be a separate case. A separate din in Asham would apply to chatas as well. If he shechted a chatas b'chutz b'zman al shma, he b'chay b'chutz. And in this case, there's no psul kol shehu, there's no psul in the Asham. So why do I need a ribui to teach you that you b'chay b'chutz in this case? Ella, it must be that we're not talking about bizmano, we're not talking about higias mana kravoso, but rather shalom bizmano. So we're talking about a karbon asha mechusus mat. And b'mai, what's the case? Ilema lishmo. If the karbon was shechted lishmo bachutz, and its kodem zmano is asha mamai chayef. How could the brisa say that yachayef is such a thing? It's lo igia zmano. It's not royally karb bifnim. It's not included in the Paschal Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hevio. How could it be possible that it be Chai Fachutz? Elalav. The only way we can salvage this price is to assume that it was Shechted Bachutz Kodem Zmano Shalo Lishma. And the Brisa Memela omits Chatos, because there's a fundamental difference here in the light of Rav Chilkia between Asham and Chatos. In the case of Asham, when you shechted b'chutz, kodem zmano shalo lishma yechai, because it's roy lishchita shalo lishma b'fnim, because the din of an asham that was shechted l'shem ola is that it's an ola. But chatos, if you shechted b'chutz, then you're potter, it's not royally kar b'fnim, because if you shechted shalo lishma, it's possible. So shalo lishma in asham is kosher, but shalo lishma in Chatos is possible. So the Gemara rejects this raya. Li'olam, I can tell you that the Brice is talking about a case of Bizmano, Ishechted Bachutz Bizmano, V'shalol Lishma. If you're telling me that Ishechted it Shalol Lishma Bizmano, then the Karbon would still be kosher, because Shalol Lishma is, even though it's not all the Bible Shem Chova, but it's kosher, the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim. The answer is Rabbi Eliezer. This brisa reflects the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says at the beginning of Zvachim, Tiomar makshinon Asham lechatos. He accepts a hekish between Asham and Chatos. They're both Baal Achet. And Kishem Shechatos Sheshachtu Bifnim Shalol Lishma Psula. In a case of Shalol Lishma and Chatos, the carbon is possible. Kach Asham, so too in the case of Asham, Sheshach to Shalol Lishma is possible. In other words, our Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim has two exceptions to the rule of Shalol Lishma Kosher. And they are Chatos and Pesach. But now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're adding a third carbon that's the exception to the rule. And that's because Rabbi Eliezer accepts a hekesh, an equation between Asham and Chatos, just like Chatos Shalol Lishma is possible, so too Asham Shalol Lishma is possible. So now, if he shechts the Asham Bizmano Shalol Lishma, the Karban is possible, has the same din as a chatos. Oh, now, what happens in the case of chutz? So the brisa is going to be mechadish now that if he shechts b'chutz shalol lishma, he's chayev. Why? After all, had he done the same act of shechita b'fnim, it would be possible. The reason is he's chayev for chutz is because had he shechted it bifnim stam, in other words, without a kavana, had he shechted this asham bifnim, not l'shem ola, but had he shechted it l'shem asham with a kavanas l'shma, the karb would be kosher. No, the only question is then, the same din should apply in chatos. If you're telling me that shalol lishma bachutz is chayev, even though the same shechita shalol lishma bifnim would be possible because of the possibility that he could have shechted it lishma bifnim, in other words, you're basing yourself on the potential that this carbon is really roy bifnim, so then the brisa should have mentioned chatos. Why does it mention Asham and omit chatos? Is tana tafel for who adin ikar? It's kind of a lozu afsu katani. The Tana mentions asham because the asham is derived from chatos, but the same din would apply to chatos itself. So we're talking about a case where he shechted it bifnim stam. No, I'm sorry. Had he shechted it bifnim stam, it would be kosher. And now he shechted it bachutz shalolishma. And we're saying that even though shalolishma bifnim would be possible, but since had he shechted it bifnim without a shalolishma, like for example stam, it would be kosher, that makes it roy likarev bifnim. Now Rashi emphasizes that chatos and asham are ru'uyim lavo bifnim bistama. And if he says that he's shechting it shalolishma, then there's no akiras shem hakarban before shechita. And therefore the shem karban, it remains olav. And if he shechts it a stama shechita, then the karban is kosher. The Gemara now quotes another brice as a raya, as a proof of Chilkia, and as a stirator of Huna, meaning that shalol lishma is possible. I'm sorry, that lishma is possible and shalol lishma is kosher. Tashma, the brice says yochel, I would think shani marbe, from the extra words in the pasuk, as we mentioned earlier, sharo kesef o eis. That if he shechts it b'chutz and olas mechusar zman begufa, as we said earlier, there are two categories of mechusar zman. One is begufa, in other words, the animal is not yet mature enough to be brought on the mizbeach. For example, in the case of a korban ola, it's within the first 8 days after its birth. Vechatos. So first we mentioned Ola Mechusas Man Begufa. Now we have Chatos is Bein Begufa Bein Bebailim. He was Machriv a Karbon Chatos Bachutz before the 8th day or before the Nazir or the Mitzorah were Memale the Yomim. They're not ready for a Karbon Chatos. So I might think that Yechayev Feshchita Bachutz Talmud Lomar Bel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviyo Kol Shein Aroi Lovo Be Pesach Ol Moed Ein Chayov Nalev. So this karban, which is before its 8th day of it since its birth, or the Chatas Shaloi Giyaz Man Bailim Lakrov, is not Roi Lakrov Bifnim, and therefore you potter Feshchitas Chutz. So the Gemara now is Medayik from the Loshna Braisa. The Braisa mentions Ola and Chatas Vilu Asham Shire, the Braisa omits Asham. It means that the Braisa is implying that there's no Ptur of Chutz in the case of Asham Chusuzman Bebailim. If he shechted a Bachutz, he's Chayev. Bemayaskinon. What's the case where the Braisa says if he shechted the Chatas Bachutz, he's potter, implying that if he had shechted an Asham b'chutz, he'd be chayv ilema. If it's a case where he shechted the chatas lishmo, so then we don't understand why the Braisa would have omitted Asham. Asham nami, if he shechted the Asham lishmo, kodim zmano, lifterei, should certainly be potter. It's also in a royal ikar bifnim, if he shechted lishmo, kodim zmano, el alav shalo lishmo. It must be that we're talking about a chatas which he shechted, again, b'chutz but shalo lishma. In the case of chatas, it's possible. In the case of asham, it's kosher. Because like any karban, shalo lishma, the karban is kosher. And that makes it into royally kar bifnim. In the case of kodim zmano shalo lishma, and this would reflect the shita of Rav Chilkiah that asham, that he was makriv kodim zmano shalo lishma is kosher, even though the lishmo is possible, and he's chayef fakrova b'chutz in the case of shalo lishmo. So Gemara rejects it. Liolam, the Braisa is talking about a case of shchitas chatas b'chutz shalo lishmo. Again, kodem zmano shalo lishmo. Why you potur? If it's eino roi li kariv bifnim kodem zmano, we should apply the same logic to asham. An asham, had he shechted it So now the Gemara is rejected because again we're going to introduce Rabbi Eliezer. And basically, what it says here in the Brisa of Achatos would apply exactly in the identical way to a Karban Asham as well. Why? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shalol Lishma passes the Karban not only in the case of Chatos, but also by virtue of the Hekesh in the case of Asham. So we're talking in the Brisa about a case of Shkitas Chatos, Shalol Lishma. And it was Kodim Zmana. He's part of Fechutz because it's Ein Aroi Lovel Bifnim Kodim Zmana. Asham would likewise be part of Bachutz, Kodim Zmano. Why? Because if it would have been Shalol Lishma Bifnim, it would be possible because Rabbi Eliezer he to Makish Asham Lechatos. Ah, you'll ask me, why did the Braisa then omit Asham? The answer is Tana Ikar V'Kolshkein L'Tofel. From Rabbi Eliezer's perspective, all the Brice has to mention is the case of Chatos, because Asham is a derivative of Chatos. Now, the truth is that even according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Eliezer, in a case where he Shechted and Asham Bifnim before Zmano, it's possible. So Rashi here raised the following question. The Gemara's Dechia here reflects the Shita of Rav Huna, right? Because Rav Huna doesn't accept this principle of Rav Chilkia, that you can have a situation where Shalol Lishma is kosher, where Lishma is possible. So Rashi wants to know, why did Rav Huna, in rejecting the proof from this Braisa to Rav Chilkia, why did he mention that this Braisa is going, it reflects Rabbi Eliezer? The truth is that he could have interpreted this Braisa according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Eliezer. Because according to Rav Huna, even the Rabbanon of Moda, that if you shecht an asham bifnim kodim zmano, it's possible. And therefore the din of Asham and the din of Chatos, in this case of Kodim Zmano, is identical. And the Tana that Patas Chatos means not only Chatos, but he refers even to Asham. He just mentions one of them. And Rashi answers that Rav Huna had in front of him basically two possible reasons. Two taimim, he calls it, Lahamid ki Rabbi Eliezer. Number one, because Rashi explains that this Braisa is the Reisha of the Braisa that we had earlier, and Rav Huna understood that the Reisha of the Braisa has to be Rabbi Eliezer, that there's a special ribui of Shor Kes V'Eis, that if he shechted Bachutz on Asham Bizmano, Shalol Lishma is Chayev. This, despite the fact that if he shechted Bifnim, Shalol Lishma would be possible. And if the Braisa would hold like Rabbanon, then you wouldn't need a Ribui, because they hold that an Asham, if it was shechted Shalol Lishma Bifnim, it's kosher. And therefore, Bachutz he be Chayev. And therefore, if the Seifa is, it reflects the Shita of Eliezer, it would mean that the Reisha is also Rabbi Eliezer. The second reason Rashi says to be Mamid this price like Rabbi Eliezer is because according to Rabbanon, it's not accurate to explain that the Tana mentions Chatos for who had in Asham. Because according to Rabbanon, we don't derive Asham from Chatos for a Psul of Shalol Lishma. And therefore it would have made more sense to mention the Petur in the case of Asham, because that would give me two chidushim. Number one, that if he shechted b'chutz kodim zmano, shalol lishma it's potter. And secondly, the chidush of Rav Huna, that asham that was shechted b'fnim kodim zmano, it's a psul of it's possible b'toras lishma, and therefore likewise shalol lishma would be possible. And how much more so in the case of chatos, where it's always going to be a psul of shalol lishma b'fnim. And therefore it's posher that if shechted the chatos b'chutz shalol lishma is potter. Now the Gemara wants to bring a raya for Rav Chilkiya from a brisa that's similar to the brisa that we already quoted before, but we rejected that raya. And the Gemara is going to try to prove that from this raya, we shouldn't be able to use the same dechia to reject the proof as we did in the previous brisa. Toshma. Dechiyasa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he quoted a brisa. Omar. Tana Debei Rabbi Leva. Leva was the Amora who brought brisos, and therefore these brisos are called the brisos of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Leva. Levi, I should say. Yochel, I might think, Shani Motzi, I'm going to exclude from the Pasuk El Pesach El Moed Loivio, Af, even the case. Again, we're talking about Shechita Bechutz of an Olas. We're talking about Mechusar Zman Bebailim, which means Zav Zav Yoled Sumitzora, before they reach the time for that Karova. The Asham Nozir Asham Mitzora that Shechted Konim Zmano, I would say that he's not Chai Fechutz. Now here at this point, Rav Dimi sort of prematurely terminates his quote of the Braisa. He doesn't bring the next part of the Braisa, where the Braisa actually says, Lamaskana, how do we know Be'emes that if he shechted an Ola Mechusa Zman Be'bailim Bachutz Yischayev, or an Asham Nozir Mitzora before Zmano Yischayev for Chutz? My Talmudus, so the Gemara asks, so how do we know that we don't exclude these cases from the Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed? Ravina sort of finishes up what Rav Dimi began in the Brice. So the Pasuk says, and we've seen this Pasuk over and over again, Ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor o kesef o eiz b'machne, and shor kesef o eiz are superfluous. And we're going to dash in shor mi kol makom, kesef mi kol makom, eiz mi kol makom. In other words, this yitur, loshan, these extra words are coming to be marbe, the case of shechita b'chutz, in an ola that was mechusa zman, or an asham nazir mitzora b'kodem zmanom, to tell you that they're chayav. And again, we're going to have the same diuk that we had before. The Braisa doesn't mention chatos. It must be that we're talking about a case of asham nazir mitzora that was shechted kodem zmano b'chutz shalo lishma. And it's miskabel bifnim. It would have been kosher bifnim in the case of shalol lishma, because asham shalol lishma is kosher, and this reflects the sheet of Rav Chilkiya. And that's why Yechai Fachutz, as opposed to the case of karm chatas, which is posel bifnim, shalol lishma, and therefore Yepata Bachutz. So the Gemara doesn't understand. Hi, my Rumya. What kind of kasha are you raising here? Again, we can reject this proof from the Braisa. Kida Amrit, exactly what we said before, to be docha the raya from the Braisa, the similar Braisa, meaning that the case here in this Braisa of Shechita Bachutz, Bizmano Shalo Lishma. In other words, we're talking about Bizmano, but we're talking about Shalo Lishma. The Tana, this Braisa, is Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that there's an equation between Asham and Chatos. And Asham Shalo Lishma Bifnim is Pasul. And nevertheless, Yechayev Bachutz, because had he shechted its Stoma, it would be Kosher Bifnim. Omer of Nachman, so Rav Nachman explains why this Braisa of Rav Levi, which is quoted here by Rav Dimi, is different than the previous price, and it doesn't lend itself, it's not vulnerable to the same dechia. Mishum, now here, in order to appreciate Rav Nachman and understand why it's impossible to interpret that the price is talking about a case of Shechita Bizmano Shalo Lishma, where the potential would be for a lishma, and that's why Yechai Fachutz based on the Yiturei Lashon. And that's because Rav Dimi asked the Kasha, we have a contradiction, or an apparent contradiction, between two brisos. The Tana Debei Rav Levi, the brisa of Rav Levi that says that if you shechted Bachutz, an Asham Nazir or an Asham Mitzorah before Zmanim Yechayev. Adetani on a different brisa of Levi. Levi also was an Amora who brought brisas. And in Levi's brisa it says that Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzorah, Sheshachdan, Shalolishman, Sheirim, Velo A'olu Labailim Lishum Chova. In other words, we're talking about a Nazir Umitzora that brought the Asham, and it was Shechted Shalol Lishma. Now they have to bring a different Asham to replace the first one. Vim Shachtan, if it was Shechted Lishma L'shem Asham, but it was Mechusa Zman Bebailim, and that's before it was Kodim Yigia Zmanam for the Nazir, the Mitzora, to be Makriv the Karban. Oh, Shahayu, there were two kvasim of the Asham b'nei shtei shanim. Now, an Asham Nazir or an Asham Mitzora has to be a ben shana achas. And here the two kvasim were each b'nei shtei shanim. Ushchatam and ishechtam psulim. Therefore, the assumption is that if they shechted this Asham, kodim zmano b'chutz, they would be potter because it's ainim iskal b'fnim. And yet the Brisa of Rav Levi says in this exact case, the Chayovim, the Chayiv for Chutz. And Rav Dimi offered the following reconciliation. Mishani Rav Dimi lo kasha, kan lishmo, v'kan shalo lishmo. The Brisa of Levi, who passels an Asham that was shechted bifnim kodim zmano, that addresses the case of a shechita lishmo. And if he shechted it b'chutz, Lishma, he's potter. However, the Brisa of Rav Levi, which says that if he shechted bifnim kodim zmano, it's kosher, that's a case of shalol lishma. And if he shechted b'chutz shalol lishma, he's chayav, because had he shechted it shalol lishma bifnim kodim zmano, it would be kosher. Now, if Rav Dimi asked this stira between the two brisos, it means that he had a kabbalah from his rebbeim that the brisa of Rav Levi as well is addressing the case of shechita kodim zmana. And then we have the raya for Rav Chilkiah that asham, that an asham that was shechted lishmo bifnim kodim zmano is posel, and yet bachutz. And therefore, bachutz is be potter. But had he shechted it shalol lishma bifnim, it would be kosher, and therefore he's chayv bachutz. So again, the same paradoxical chiddush of Rav Chilkiah that we've emphasized over and over again, that dafka lishma is possible because it's kodim zmano, and therefore he's potter bachutz. And dafka shalol lishma, it's kosher. Why? Because the asham shalol lishma, like any carbon shalol lishma, is kosher. And therefore he's chayav for chutz in the case of kodim zmano, shalol lishma. And now the Gemara, having accepted this proof, and we'll see what Rav Huna is going to do about it, quotes Rav Ashi, who likewise reflects the shita of Rav Chilkiah. Rav Ashi Rami Masnisen Abraisa, he has the stira between our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if he shechted the Asham kodim zmano, Bachutz is potur, and the brisa that we brought earlier says that if he shechted bachutz and Hashem knows and Hashem mitzor konim zmano, he's chayev for chutz. Our Mishnah says he's not chayev for chutz. The brisa says he's chayev for chutz. Mishani kan lishmo v'kan shalol lishmo. Like Rav Chilkiah, he says that our Mishnah that patters you bachutz is talking about a case of shechita of the Asham lishmo. And it's not miskavul bifnim. Why? Because it's kodim zmana, and therefore bachutz is potter. But the brisa that says yechay fachutz, that's a case of shechita sasham shalol lishma. Again, we're talking about a shechita kodim of asham kodim zmano bachutz. And if we shechted shalol lishma, it's miskavul bifnim according to Rav Chilkiah as a carbon shalol lishma, which is kosher, and that's why it's chay fachutz. So we see that Rav Ashi reflects the same shita as Rav Chilkiah. So now that we've proven that according to Rav Dimi, who is Makabel Mirabosov, that the Brisa of Rav Levoy is addressing the case of Shkita Kodem Zmano, is Lema Tehevi Tiuvta de Rav Huna. So this Brisa now be a Kasha against Rav Huna, because the Brisa clearly indicates that an Osham that was Shechted Bachutz Kodem Zmano, Shalol Lishma, is Chayav. Why? Because it's Miskabel Bifnim. According to Rav Huna, it's not miskabel bifnim, because if he had shechted it lishma be possible, then ipso facto, if he shechted it shalol lishma, it's going to be possible. It's impossible for it to be shalol lishma kosher. Amalachar Rav Huna could respond and defend himself. Hachamayaskinon, this brice of Rav Levoy that says that yechay feshchitas oshem kodem zmano is talking about a case of kigon shehefrishtei ashamish lachrayas. In the case of a Nazir of Mitzora who is mafresh two behemos for an Osham, making a condition that if one of them gets lost, he should be able to bring the second one as a replacement of the Maskaper B'Sheni, and he shefted one of them Kodim Zmano Bachutz. That's a case which royally Karav Bifnim. Why? Mishum Dechad Minayhu Meikara Olahi. That L'chatchila, when he was Magdish, these two Ashamos Lachrayos, he was magdish one of them with the condition that it can become a carbon ola if need be, because we have a din that Asham Sheskapu Bailov Beacheres. What happens if you have two carbonos Asham and with one of them he was miskaper, the other one has a din of Yira Ad Sheyipol Bo Mum VeYifta VeYiftu Domav LeOlos, meaning that the carbon itself can be transformed from an Asham into an Ola, because that's the way he was Makdishit Milchatchila. So Behema that was Shechted Bachutz in this particular case is Re'uyali Kar Bifnim L'Shem Ola, and therefore he's Chayav for Shchitas Chutz L'Shem Ola, even though it hasn't yet had the experience of a Mum, Adayin Lo Nofel Mum Bi Asham, and it's before Pediya. And this is based on the statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Here we're looking at Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Kid Rav Huna Amar Rav. The Yomar Rav Huna Amar Rav Asham Shenitak Lira'iya. If the Beis Din made a decision regarding this Asham that should be sent out to the grazing area for Nefilas Mum, and that could apply in the cases of an Asham Shabesu Bailov, or let's say there were two Karbanas Asham and they were the Bailim was Miskapa with one of them. So the second one is now Nitak Lira'iya. They sent it out to a Roa Ad Sheyipol Bo Mum, and after it becomes a Bal Mum, then you could be Poda it, and with the money of the pigeon you buy a Karban Ola L'Ketza Mizbeach. If instead of waiting until the Nefilas Mum, he was Machdim Es HaMu'uchar, he jumped ahead, and he was Shofto Stam, and he shefted it without any particular Kavona L'Shem Zevach this, or L'Shem Zevach that. That's called L'Shem Mashahu, is Kosher Li'Ola. In such a case, the Ola has a Torah, the Karban Asham has a Torah's Ola, and that's because of Nitat L'Ri'iya. And the same din is going to apply if he was mafresh two ashamos lachrayus, since one of them is definitely going to be nekar shmo asham, nekar shem asham imeno, let it be a carbonola. We're going to be makriv it as a carbonola. And if he shechted bachutz l'shem ola, he's chayav. Again, if he shechted it l'shem asham, then it's certainly possible. But if he shechted it l'shem ola, then it could be, he would be machshir the carbon l'shem ola, it's kosher li'ola, because it's a case that's similar to the case of nitak l'ri'iya, where the carbon itself is designated as an ola. And therefore, if he shechts it b'chutz, even though he did so before nefilas mum, since he shechted l'shem ola, he's chayef for chutz, because it would be kosher lovel b'fnim. And if you take a look at Tosus back on Daf Kuf Yud Beis, he says that in this case, where it's omed for Akira, it has a din of nekar. As we've said before, If you recall, when Rav Chilkia on Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis presented his thesis that we started today with, that if he shechted a korban and asham mitzora before its time, he would be chayav for chutz if he shechted shalol lishma. So we asked the question: maybe if he shechted a lishma b'chutz, he should korban zman, he should also be chayav, because they had the potential of being shechted shalol lishma. So we said no. If it's a case of an ola, a classical case, I'm sorry, of an asham, then it needs an akira. If he shechted shalol lishma, he was oker the korban, and it became a korban ola, and therefore it's kasha lavav lifnim, and he's chay for chutz. But if it's an asham, and he didn't have an akira, then it remains a korban asham. Here, however, in our sugya kuf tes vav amid beis, it's a different story, because here we're talking about a korban asham that really is potentially an ola. And if he has a shechita l'shem ola, then einoch inami, it's kosher b'toras ola. And if he shechts it b'chutz l'shem ola, he's chayev. And that's something that even Rav Huna agrees to in the case of shtei ashamos le'achrayus, which is similar to the case of an asham shenitak l're'iyah. Now we go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah had established that Maila Bechutz Mipsar Chatos Mipsar Osham, a whole list of cases where you're Potter Bechutz, because we're talking about a Nechal, like Bisar Chatos, Bisar Osham, Bisar Kodshi Kodshim, which would be Kibsei Atzeres, Bisar Kodshim Kalim, which is Nechal even Lebailim. And we had Mosar Omer, a whole bunch of cases where it's Nechal Lekoen, Mosar Omer, Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aponim, Shiori Menochos. Then we had a whole list of cases where it's a preliminary Avoda, it's not an Avoda Tama to be Gomer the Avoda, like Yotzeik, Poseis, Bolel, Molech, Menif, Magish, Mesadus Ashulcha, Meitiv Saneros, Komets, Mekabel Domim. All these cases you're part of from Chutz. The Gemara now brings a brisa, quoting a source for these dinim. Tana Rabbana. We learned in a brisa, minayin lemaila mipsar chatos, mipsar oshim, psar kochim kochim, psar kochim kalim, umimoser haomer, ushtei alechem, lechem aponim, shiorim, menochas shepotur. All these cases where it's a nechal. Tamid lomar. The pasuk says in shkutei chutz, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yala ola. And we darshan the word ola, ma ola shehi ru'uya laha'ala. The korban ola is brought on the mizbeach. It's a classical paradigmic case of something which is subject to haktora lifnim in the azor and the mizbeach. Af kol, so to any case where he's ma'ala b'chutz, he's chayef if it's ke shere'uya laha'ala b'fnim. It's like the ola that is brought, there's haktara on the mizbeach. This excludes all the cases of basar that we mentioned, which are necholim, and they're not olim al hamizbeach bifnim. There's no haktara bifnim. The Mikdash David here as a kasha, why don't we exclude, based on this drasha, all the halalos, the ha'alos, from the pasuk of Pesach called Moed Lo Hevia? Why do we need this special pasuk of Asher Yala Ola? In other words, this is not Roy Le Pesach called Moed. In other words, we're not Makrivit, it's not Roy Lakrov, it's Miuad, it's designated for Achila, so he shouldn't be Chai for Chutz. And he says the answer is that the carbon itself, as a carbon, as an abstract concept, is Roy Le Pesach called Moed. The Basar is not Roy Lakrov, but since the carbon is Roy Lakrov, we would therefore assume that he's chayev for that krov even on the basar. We need a pasuk to exclude halos chutz from kares, even if the carbon itself is roi lakrova, but the basar is not. The brisa continues. What about the preliminary avodos that we spoke about? Minayin shafa yotzek, we're talking about shemen ala mincha. Habolel, we're talking about solas mincha b'shemen. He mixes the solus of the mincha with oil. Haposes. This is the case of minchas mafe, where he makes it into psisim, or molech, where he adds the salt to the komets of the mincha, or the bus of the karbonos. And then we have in Menachos, we have menif, and we have megid. We had a whole discussion about menif, if you recall, yesterday. Magish, and there's a hagosh of the mincha to mizbech, mesader, he sets up the lechem aponim on the shulchan, ametiv, meaning he's medashen, the neros, he takes out the deshen of the menorah, hakometz, he does kmitz on the mincha, which is again a preliminary avoda, or kabbalah's dam in a klisharis, that's also a preliminary avoda, and he does any of the above bachutz. How do we know that he's potter? Is Talmud Lomar, because the pasuk says with regard to shkutei chutz, it says ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yale ola o zevach, and the Braisa darshins ma ha'Allah shehi gmara avoda. When it says asher yale, we're talking about a halah which completes the avoda. There's no avoda that comes afterwards, subsequently, and therefore yechayev in chutz. Af kol, any avoda that was done b'chutz is chayev aleha if it's kshugmar avoda, and there's no avoda that comes afterwards. For example, if you take nisuch hayayin, if he does that b'chutz, or let's say in the case of ketores, he's makter ketores b'chutz, or in the case of the komets, not the kmitza, but the komets, if he's makter b'chutz, komets of a mincha, or makter minchas konim, in all these cases, this is a gmar avoda, and he's chayef achutz. But in the cases that we mentioned, enumerated above in the Braisa, these are not gmar avoda, there's always going to be an avoda afterwards, and therefore he's potter bachutz. Tosus here quotes the sugi above on Kuv Zayin, where the Braisa quoted a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What is the pasuk, the source from which we derive the chiyuv of zorek dam b'chutz? And the Gemara there on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis explains that if not for the pasuk and this ribui that yechai for zorek b'chutz, we would have thought that we could derive a chiyuv from a different derivation, a different yalfusa, a bameh tzad from shchita and halah. And if that be the case, l'chora we could apply the same bameh tzad to be mechayev kometz and mekabel sadam. So why did the Torah write this ribui in the pasuk to be mechayev zorek bachutz? And the answer is to teach me that we don't derive this bameh tzad of adding komets or makabel sadam, that we shouldn't take this bamet tzad too far. And Tosus says that our Gemara seems to be, our sugya seems to be a steerer to that sugya there, because we actually derive from halah that you're not chayv for avodah schutz unless it's an avodah tam, the complete avodah. And therefore, komets and mekabel sadam, you wouldn't be chayv for chutz. And it's not because of the separate ribui of zorek to exclude komets. So we have two different sugyas, which have two different sources to exclude the chayv chutz in the case of komets and mekabel sadam. Now the Mishnah goes on to tell me that the avodas hakarbonos up until the time of establishing the Mishkan was done by the Bechoros. And the Gemara now quotes a source for this from a pasuk: Yosef, Rav Huna, Bar Rav Ketina, Kabid Rav Chizda, V'Kakari. In other words, Rav Chizda was reading a pasuk that addresses the karbonos that they were makir before Matan Torah. This is in the parish at the end of Mishpatim. And again, we're learning the sugya according to Shitas Rashi here, and Rashi in his Pirush al Torah at the end of Mishpatim, that this was on the 5th of Sivan before Matan Torah. The Ramban has a different Shita, that this whole parasha at the end of Mishpatim took place on the 7th of Sivan after Matan Torah. But we're going to learn now, like Rashi, we're talking before Matan Torah, and the Pasuk says, Vayishlach es narei bnei Yisrael, vayalu olos, vayizbechu zavachim shlamim. Rav Chisda understands that these na'arim of bnei Yisrael, who were makriv, the olos and the shlamim, before Matan Torah, they were the bechoros. Amale, so Rav Huna turns to Rav Chisda, and he says, Hachi omer Rav Asi psako. That's the way Rav Asi said it. In other words, these karbonos were brought by the bechoros. These were the very, very last karbonos. Psako means that there's a termination here and a transition. On that day, the bechoros served for the very last time. And from then on, from that day and on, from the 5th of Sivan and on, meaning from the time of Matan Torah and on, the avodah was done by the Kohanim. And at that particular moment in time, it was Nadav Aviu, who were the Kohanim, that replaced the Bechoros. So the very last Karbonos that were brought by the Bechoros in that period of glory, where they were in charge of the avodah, were these two Karbonos of Zvachim Shlamim, Olos and Shlamim, that were brought right before Matan Torah. When Rav Chisda heard the words of Rav Huna in the name of Rav Asi, sovereignly osvei mimasdis, and he thought that he had a kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the Bechoros continued their avoda up until Hakamas HaMishkan, which would imply that they continued as the Bechoros continued in their capacity for the avoda even beyond the Hakamas HaMishkan. I'm sorry, even beyond Matan Torah up until Hakamas HaMishkan. However, he never asked the kasha from the Mishnah. Shamei, Rav Chisda heard Rav Huna deka Omar. Rav Huna had a different statement. In this case, Rav Huna said it in the name Mishmei deRav Ada bar Rava. Ola shekriva Yisrael b'midbar, the Ola that was brought on the 5th of Sivan in the pasuk Vayishlach es nare bnei Yisrael v'yalu olos, eina teuna hefshet v'nitua. In other words, that Ola had a different status. It's an exceptional case. Normally an Ola requires hefshet, they take off the R, and nituach, they dismember the parts, the limbs of the Ola. And that's mefurish in the Torah, in Vayikra Aleph, if shit es Ola, es Ola, v'notzach, v'nitach osol in socheha. However, in this case of the Ola, that was brought by Nari b'nei Yisrael on the 5th of Sivan, it was completely burnt on the Mizbeach, everything, as is. And therefore, this has an entirely different status. So there's nothing really to be proven here from this carbon ola. So therefore, instead of asking Akasha from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that up until Hakamas HaMishkan, the avodah was b'bechoros. And here we have a case where the seeming termination of the avodah b'bechoros took place on the 5th of Sivan before Matan Torah. But Osve mi Braisa, he had a kasha, Rav Chisda had a kasha on Rav Huna from a Braisa. What does the Braisa say? Deshavye bekulu, deshavye bekulu brisa. I'm sorry. In other words, the stira here is from two memros. In other words, he has a brisa that's going to serve as a contradiction to two statements, both to the statement of Rav Asi that the Bechoros terminated their term of service at Har Sinai, and number two, the statement that Rav Huna quotes in the name of Rav Ada, that the Olos that were brought in the Midbar, right before Matan Torah, did not require Hefshet and Nituach. He has a steer to both of these statements from a Brisa. So rather than ask a kasha the Mishnah, which would only serve as a number one kasha, kasha number one, on the statement that the Bechor is terminated before Matan Torah, whereas the Mishnah says before Mishkan, or up until the Mishkan. He now has a brisa which is a double kasha, number one and number two. It's also stira to the way that Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Ada, defined the olos before Matan Torah. The sanya we learned to the brisa, achlo hukam mishkan habamos mutaros, that up until Akromas HaMishkan there was a heter bamos, akrova v'bamos, the avoda, and the avoda the korbanos were b'bchoros, right? So that for sure is the stira to the statement of Rav Huna that the pasku, Rav Huna in the name of Rav Asi, that the pasku, that the termination of the term of the b'choros took place before Matan Torah. Here it's up until Akromas HaMishkan. And then the Brisa continues, Vakol Ksherim Lahakriv, when we're talking about Hakrova of a Bama up until Hakamas HaMishkan, then any animal is kosher. Behema, Chaya, Viov, Sukharim, Nikevas, Tmimim, Balimumim, Tahorim. All animals, as long as they're Tahor, that's the only precondition for Hakrova Bibama, is kosher, fakrov v'bama, avalo tmeim, unless the animal is tame. Vakol shekarvu, hakol karvu olos. In other words, the only carbon that can be brought on a bama is a carbon ola. And the Brisa says, v'ola shekrivu yisrael b'midbar te'una hefshet v'nituach. So it's explicit in this Brisa that the ola that was brought on the fifth of Sivan, like any classical ola, requires hefshe v'nituach. The Brisa continues, it says, Nachrim bizman hazeh, after the binyan abayis, they don't have the Isra akrov v'boma, rashoim lasos kein, they could be makrov v'boma, and the Yisrael could also teach them exactly how to be makrov v'boma, the proper laws of hakrova. In other words, although the Yisrael can't participate in the Akrova because that would be chutz, but they can at least teach the Nachrim exactly how to do the Akrova. In any event, we see the Brice is not only in contradiction to Rav Asi, that the Avodah B'Bchoros continued until HaKomas HaMishkan, but it also contradicts Rav Ada Bar Ava and states that the Ola that was brought in the Midbar on the 5th of Sivan required a Hefshe V'nituach. And the Gemara says now, Tanoihi, that in fact, there's a machlokas Tanoim, number one, about the Bechoros, whether they continue to serve up until HaKomas HaMishkan or they terminate their service at Matan Torah. So don't ask Akasha on Rav Huna from the Brisa. Disanya, where does the Brisa record this machlokas? And there's a pasuk that tells us about the Hafrashas Yisrael Me'ar Sinai, what we call Prisha. And that was 3 days before Matan Torah. And it says, "V'gama kohanim ani goshim al Hashem yiskadoshu," that even the kohanim who on normal days are makriv and they come close to the Mokom Shechina, they too have to be poresh, they have to move away from the mountain. And there's a machlokas tanoim, who are these kohanim that are mentioned in this pasuk when it says Hanigot Elash Iskadoshu, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer Zu Prishas Bechoros. That this is telling us that the Bechoros who are in charge of the Akrovas HaKarbonos, they are obligated in Prisha, they cannot go up the mountain. And Rabbi Omer Zu Prishas Nodav Aviv, that the pasuk has in mind the kohanim Bnei Aaron, Nodav Aviv, that were now in charge of Akrovas HaKorbanos, and they have to be poreish from going up on the mountain. So according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, we're talking about the Bechoros, meaning the Bechoros continue to do the Avodah, even beyond Matan Torah, up to Akomas HaMishkan, and that would reflect that Brice and our Mishnah. But Rebbe holds that before Matan Torah, already there was a transition in which the Bechoros Pasku, they terminated their term of service as being makriv karbonis, who was handed over to Nadav Avihu as Kohen. And the Gemara says, let's deal with this machlokis, Rabbi Yishuv ben Korach and Rabbi Bishlema leman diyom rezu precious Nadav Avihu. If you're going to assume that already at the time of Matan Torah, like the shita of Rebbe, there was a transition to the Kohanim, and therefore the Prisha here was telling Nadav Avihu not to go up the mountain. Hainu dechsiv, now we understand the Pasuk that brings Moshe Rabbeinu's words after the death of Nadav Avihu, when they brought an Esh Zora, that's in Vayikra Yud, it says, Hu asher dibra Hashem leimor bekrovai ekadesh. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makayim, that which he said at Matan Torah, that these Kohanim, even these Kohanim, Nadav Avihu, should be Poresh from going up the mountain, Pen Yifrot's bomb, and now that they weren't careful, according to that, there are many different opinions as to what was the sin of Nadav Avihu, what were they guilty of, but if they weren't Poresh, they weren't careful to be Poresh, and perhaps not from the mountain, because on the day of the dedication of the Mishkan, they weren't careful about being Poresh from the Heichal, and they brought an Esh Zara, is therefore the Esh is Poresh's mom. And that makes sense to reflect the Shita of Rebbe, that already back at the time of Matan Torah, Nadav Avihu took over for the Bechoros, and they were Memunim al HaKrovas HaKorbanos. El Leman Diomer Zu Precious Bechoros. But according to the Man Diomer, who says that the Prisha here is a reference to the Bechoros, because they continued their term of service for the Avoda even beyond Matan Torah, all the way up to Mishkan, HaKamas HaMishkan is Hecha Remiza. Where's the remez of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that at the time of the HaKamas HaMishkan, Nadav Avihu will die because of the lack of Prishu? And Gemara answers the Chsiv, because the pasuk that deals with the Tzivui, the command of Melechas HaMishkan and HaKrovas Korban HaTamid, and we're talking at the end of Sefer Shmos in Perek Chav Tes, it says, V'no'adeti Shoma Livnei Yisrael V'nikdash Bechvodi. So the Drasha says the following, Al Tikre Bechvodi Ela Bimechubadai. In other words, I'm going to be Koveya Mokom there in the Mishkan to speak to Bnei Yisrael, and the Mishkan will become sanctified, Yiskadesh, B'enei Ha'om, in the eyes of the people. And how is that going to be accomplished? Through the Misa of Mechubadai, which means Nadav Avihu. And the Chachamim say, Dover Zeh Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, when Moshe got the Tzivri from Hashem on Melechas HaMishkan, that the Mishkan would become Miskadesh, would be elevated to an extra level of Kiddusha, B'Mechubadav Shel Makom. And Lo Yadu, at this point, Moshe and Aaron were confused. They didn't know what Hashem had in mind. Who would actually be Bikrovei Ekadish? Hashemesu Bnei Aaron. Kevin Shemesu Bnei Aaron. Omolo, Moshe turns to Aaron. And he says, Aaron Achi, Lo Mesu Bonecha El Hakdish Moshe Lakadish Baruch Hu. In other words, this was a public act in which God demonstrates his Digduk Adin, how careful he is, and how meticulous in implementing justice for those who have Yerushalayim, who are close to him, and al yidei kachu miskadish, this is kachus. And kevin shiyada Aaron shebonav yidui mokam heim, when he realized Aaron that they were nichbodim b'eini Hashem, they were krovim to Hashem, shosak, he was able to be silent, v'kibol schar, he was makabel schar for shtika, shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'yidom Aaron, that he was shosek, and the schar that he got is that immediately following he received the parasha of Shesuya Yayin, Misyachir Elov HaDibur, Hashem spoke to him, Vayidabra Hashem El Aaron, Lemar Yayin V'Sheichal Teisht Ato Vanecho Itcha, which means that instead of the normal channels where Hashem addresses Moshe Rabbeinu to give him a parasha in the Torah, here Hashem was giving schar to Moshe, to Aaron, excuse me, for his Vayidom Aaron is Makabel Sadin, and therefore he got the parasha of Shesuya Yayin. V'chein b'dovru omer, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Dom Lashem, he who is quiet and accepted the divine justice, v'scholelo, which means, afal pisha mapil lecha chalolim chalolim, even though you suffered the loss of nadav aviu, at shsok, you were makabal din bi'ava. And we find the same thing with regard to a pasuk in Koheles, v'chein b'shlomo hu omer eis lachashos v'eis lidaber, which means that pomim shodim shosek, a person should be quiet, and he's makabal schar on shsika. When Hashem meets out punishment, and he accepts the punishment of Hashem, and he declares the Lord as being righteous, but there are also times when a person breaks out in song and in praise of God, when God gives him good and he recognizes and expresses gratitude to Hashem for bestowing upon him good. And that dibur of Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a great Kabbalah Schar. Hainu Domer Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Rab Yochanan, Mai Dechsiv. What does the Pasuk mean in Tehillim? No Ra Elokim Mikdashecha. Al Tikri Mikdashecha El Bimekudashecha. And what is this a reference to? B'shasha Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Din Mikdoshav. When Hashem meets out punishment to His holy people, those who are close to Him, Imisyari, the people are afraid of God. Umis Aleh Be'enehem, and God is lifted up, He's held on high. Umis Halel, and then people are Mahal God. And this is the concept of Bekrovai Ekadesh. Now earlier we had a Machlokes Tanoim, up until what point was the Avodah Bibchoros? And in order to reconcile and defend Rav Huna in the name of Rav Asi against a Lechora Stira from a Braisa, the Gemara now tries to reconcile the Stira from the second Braisa, from a Braisa that discusses the case of Ola in the Midbar, whether it's Te'una Hefshet V'nituach or not. Rav Huna in the name of Rav Ada said that it doesn't require Hefshet v'nituach, but the Braisa says explicitly that it does require Hefshet v'nituach elakasha, although we never reconcile that problem. And the Gemara answers again, Trei Tanoihi, that there is a machlokes Tanoim about the nature of the Ola that was brought on the 5th of Sivan Desanya. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Klolos Nemru b'Sinai, Upratos b'Ol Moed. That at the time of Matan Torah, what was said to Klal Yisrael was just the Klolia mitzvahs, the details of the mitzvah were given to Moshe Rabbeinu in Ol Moed in a private encounter. And so too with regard to the Ola, at Matan Torah it was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mizbach, at the end of Matan Torah it says, Mizbach Adoma Tasa Li V'Zavachta Lo V'Ola Secha V'Yes Shlomecha. And Moshe Rabbeinu received, according to Rabbi Shmuel, just the klolos of the mitzvah. He was not given the prate dinim of zvicha and akrova. For example, in the case of Ola, that it requires hefshet v'nituach, that was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu after the hakamas hamishkan b'ol moed. And the pasuk in Vayikra, in Toras Konim, in Vayikra Aleph, in other words, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it comes out that from the time period of Sinai up until the Ol Moed, there was no Hefshet V'nituach B'Karbanos Ha'Ola, because the Pratim were only given at the moment of Hakamas HaMishkan. And when the Torah speaks about Ola, and Moshe is addressed on Ola, it's only the Klolos. The Prati Dinim of Zvicha and Akrova with regard to an Ola, the requirement of Hefshet V'nituach, that was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu after Hakamas HaMishkan. And that reflects the Shita that we saw, that the Ola at the time of Har Sinai was lacking Hefshet V'nituach, because the din of Hefshet V'nituach, the Karbanos Ola, was only given at the point of Hakamas HaMishkan. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Klolos Upratos Nemru B'Sinai. Not only were the Klolia mitzvahs given at Har Sinai, but even the Pratos, V'nishnu, and then they were given a second time as a review, B'ol Moed. Minishtalshul, they're given as a third time, Be'arvas Moav, before the death of Moshe Rabbeinu in Mishneh Torah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Prati HaMitzvahs were also given at Sinai, then it must mean that the Ola that they were Makriv in the Midbar at the time of Har Sinai required Hefshet Vinitua. So don't ask a stira from the Braisa, because the Braisa reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Ola of Har Sinai required Hefshet Vinituach. Don't ask a kash on Rav Adav or Ava, because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that Ola did not require Hefshet Vinituach, because the clothes were given at Har Sinai and the protos were only given the old moed at the time of Hakamas HaMishkan. So we'll stop now on the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis with Omar Mar, which is three lines up from the bottom of the Omar.